Today we start the show with a look at something which needs to be understood and certainly acted on. That's hunger here in New Jersey. The assumption is that someone who is food insecure is a person who has little of any initiative and is seeking to live off of taxpayer dollars. Same time, many look at their community and believe that hunger is not a reason for concern on their part. The truth, well, quite the opposite from those two points and others. As a new report, my first guest is here to discuss. The report is Snap Feeds New Jersey. She is the director of the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition, Adele LaTourette. How are you today, Adele?
I'm well. How are you?
And website is njahc.org to read the report and find out more about the work and how you become involved with the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition. And as far as the SNAP program, Adele, in New Jersey, how important is that for households in New Jersey?
It's critical. SNAP is the front line of defense against hunger in this state and throughout the nation.
And you've done the report, SNAP Feeds New Jersey. What were some of the things that the report is designed to present for people?
It's really designed to allow people to look at the program in a holistic way, meaning not just who's receiving SNAP, but what does SNAP do for the state of New Jersey and for communities in general, in terms of, you know, what does it put back into the economy? So it's really, it's looking at participation in congressional districts, participation in terms of who actually accesses the program and uses it, and what those households look like.
Confusing point, I think, for a lot of people. Maybe this is due to when he was still mayor of Newark, Cory Booker went out and lived for a month on SNAP benefits, and it was an insanely low dollar amount. That's not always the case for every recipient, is it?
Well, there is an average dollar amount. It really depends. The calculations, the way you get to your benefit amount in SNAP is very complex. It's almost like doing your taxes, I think, but a little worse.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, exactly. It depends on your income. It depends on your expenses in any number of different areas. Your household, the way it's defined, comes under scrutiny. It's a very complex system to work through.
And I brought that up only because I think it gives people the wrong impression of, well, it's such a little money. Who cares if the program exists or doesn't?
The program provides critical assistance to the neediest households in New Jersey. I mean, it's absolutely, you cannot underplay the importance of SNAP. It's so critical.
And again, another myth, people, you can only get nutritious food by definition, and it works, too, as you go to a checkout in a store, it'll automatically let the cashier know, well, this is not SNAP eligible. You do wind up paying out of pocket sometimes based upon what you get at the shopping trip. You have to know what you're getting to make sure you're getting all SNAP beneficial food items.
Well, the key with SNAP primarily is you cannot get prepared foods and you cannot get personal products. You cannot buy toothpaste. You cannot buy for one. You cannot buy sanitary products. And you can't get prepared food. So, for example, anything that's hot, you can't. In New Jersey, we don't have that waiver that you can do that. It's different from the WIC program, which is the Women, Infants, and Children Feeding Program, which is a more prescribed, you can only get certain foods, and you can only get certain foods in certain sizes. So it's a bit different in that way.
And obviously, alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco products, things like that, either you can't
get with SNAP
benefits.
That's absolutely correct.
Another one of those urban myths.
Yes, but the program is full of those urban myths, unfortunately.
Yes. I was looking through the various congressional districts that the report breaks down the numbers for, and by and large, it's as far as households receiving SNAP. I mean, obviously, every district has its households. You can look on the high end of the 10th district with almost 50,000 households, 8th district with almost 47,000. But if you look at districts like the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, where a lot of our stations are in, there's still close to 20,000 households. That's a lot of people in need of these benefits.
It is a lot of people, and I think it's really important for people also to look at what the median income of those households is. We are not talking about a program that serves anything but an extremely low-income population, people who really need this benefit to feed their families.
Yeah, they're basically the high teens, low 20s.
Yep. And think about that in New Jersey. I mean, it's, you know, you're just not going to be able to make ends meet.
Yeah, with that income, like, let's go on the high end here of the 11th district. I think it's 26,000, almost 27,000 after rent. What's left?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's one of the things about SNAP. It is not geographically specific. So the people in New Jersey receive the same amount of SNAP benefit as people in, you know, the much less expensive states like Mississippi and Arkansas and the southern states. We receive the same benefit amount. So.
And also, like I alluded to in the introduction, another myth is that if someone's a recipient of a program like this, they're, for lack of a better phrase, more gentle, but people phrase it this way, they're sponges, where in fact 1 in 15 New Jersey workers benefit from SNAP.
That's right. I think it's so important to see this as a work support program because, really, that's exactly right. It's 1 in 11 households. It helps them afford nutritious meals, but most of the people on SNAP, more than three-quarters of SNAP families, had at least one working adult in the past 12 months, and I think it's, again, so important to myth bust on that particular issue.
Starting with Adele LaTourette, who is the director of the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition, about the report SNAP Feeds New Jersey. You can download a copy at njahc.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Of course, we're in the budget season, which is, I guess, different versus what we've had in past years, where they used to call them continuing resolutions, where everything pretty much stayed pat as far as funding was concerned. So with an actual budget for the first time in, I think, almost a decade now in the process of being constructed, are there concerns about SNAP funding?
There are major concerns. We did not see any specific SNAP cuts in the Senate budget resolution that came back from the Senate. But we did see dramatic cuts in both the president's budget and in the congressional, the House budget. So we know that when you start looking at the kind of tax cuts that they're looking at, that money to pay for those is going to come from somewhere. And we know that SNAP will most likely be on that target list.
Is it a flat cut to the program, or is it going to be a change in the formula for qualifications that's going to reduce the eligibility and, in turn, the need for funding for SNAP?
I think there are any number of ways that they could do it. The proposals that we saw in the House budget were eliminating some of the policy aspects of the program that actually enable people to get more benefits and make more households eligible. So that would impact New Jersey somewhat dramatically, because some of those specific things, for example, expanded gross income tests that we have in New Jersey, that would be eliminated. So that's vital.
A few other SNAP figures, too. The average SNAP benefit in New Jersey is $238 per household, which, you know, for most people who are comfortable, at least that's maybe a week at the supermarket, never mind a month.
That's right.
And explain this stat to me. Every NJ SNAP dollar return puts $1.70 into the local economy.
Well, the thing about SNAP is certainly with the people that it feeds, and when you look at the income that they have, they are not taking their SNAP benefit and banking it in any way, shape, or form. They are taking it directly to their local supermarket or bodega, whatever is authorized to receive that benefit. And they are spending it right away. So it goes directly into the local economy. So that's what that is. Basically, you take a dollar's worth of SNAP, you spend it in your local grocer, and it equals about $1.70 in economic activity directly in that community.
And in these days of precarious business, although the tide is turning, especially for local business with less regulations, the more you frequent a local business and put money into that local business, the local economy and the state economy, it's a feeding frenzy for a good reason for a change.
That's exactly right. I mean, when you look at overall, SNAP puts $1.2 billion into New Jersey's economy. So you cannot discount it as an economic driver.
So the concern is there. The budget's still, at this point, a work in progress. And one of the things I know, there's the hashtag SNAP Feeds New Jersey campaign. What are some of the ways that people listening right now can tap their congressional representatives on the shoulder and say, we know what you're thinking, but you might want to rethink it about SNAP?
I think that's a great way to put it. I mean, people can go on our website, njahc.org. They can look at, we have a variety of actions that we're doing. We are doing a thunderclap, which is a social media message, and that's on November 21st. We'll also be doing a call-in day. We are doing a virtual paper plate campaign where people can say, save SNAP, no cuts, no caps, and post it and tag their representative. The most important thing is for people to talk to their representative, speak out about the fact that this program is critically important, and it needs to remain as it is, with no cuts, no caps, no change in anything. It needs to remain as is.
If you're listening right now, I'm going to give you a little education or a way to educate yourself, so when you tap your representative on the shoulder, you can give them a little compare and contrast. If you go to the website, Citizens Against Government Waste, which is CAGW.org, you can see some of the ridiculous stuff that our tax dollars goes to. Write down one or two of those totally wasteful examples of spending by the government. Bring those to the attention of your representative in the House and the Senate and say, well, you're thinking of doing this to SNAP. Why don't you take the money that's being wasted here and put it into the SNAP program instead? That would be a nice idea, wouldn't it?
I think that's a great idea.
Learn more about the SNAP Feeds New Jersey report and things you could do to make sure the SNAP program does what it is designed to do, and it is one of the few effective programs in government, both at the federal and state level. NJAHC.org. That's a website for the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition. We've been talking with the director, Adele LaTourette. Adele, thanks so much for cluing us into this and for empowering the people to let them know they can make a difference. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.